Hey, what's going on? Doc Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. And I want to let you guys know about our new website that we just got put together to help you be even more successful in business, whether that be starting your practice, growing your practice, scaling, digital products, whatever it is that you want to get involved in, but ways that you can start to impact more people. Head to physicaltherapybiz.com, that's B-I-Z.com, short for business, and get your hands on everything that we have there, all the free resources, all the cool information, you can get it there. So guys, we appreciate you. We appreciate you helping us grow this podcast to where it is today, and we want to continue to help you going forward. So head to physicaltherapybiz.com today.
So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast.
What's up, guys? Again, here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. And we're reviewing day one of the mastermind that I'm at here in Phoenix with the ClickFunnels group. If you haven't listened to the prior podcasts, go check those out as well. I talk about some marketing messaging, as well as the idea of creating this dream 10 of these people in your area that you guys can have solid relationships with. One other area that I wanted to touch on and summarize was this idea of development of becoming what they call a category king. So think of a category king as really it's any service and or product, okay? So these typically end up just like becoming the name of things, okay? Like if you become a verb, you know that you're the category king. Like that's how you know you've made it. Here's a good example, like search engines. Okay, does anybody use something for a search engine besides Google? I'm sure some people do, but nobody that I know. And it's so much so that Google has become its own verb. Oh, I Googled it. You Googled it. What the fuck was that 10, 20 years ago? Like nobody knows. Nobody knows what that was 20 years ago. They would look at you like you're crazy. But it's become such a category king. It's become such a common thing that is used that it has now become a verb in a common language, right? So category kings are leaders in a specific niche or even sub niche. Okay, so what I want you to think about is how does this relate to what we do? Because you know you can't be Amazon. So like the category king of buying stuff online, Amazon, right? Like where else do you go? Like what's the second? I don't know. Like category kings typically will get 80-90% of the market share, and then the other 10-20%, a bunch of people are fighting over that, and they're all kind of a race to the bottom in terms of, you know, who can be the cheapest. For a category king within the practitioner sense, within the idea of, you know, cash practitioners, it really comes down to domination of your niche, okay? So you want to become the category king of whatever niche it is that you feel like you serve the best. So this is where it's difficult for people whenever they come out of like an in-network based private practice, you know, whatever, working for somebody else, and they decide, I just want to be like general sports ortho. Like I can pretty much help everybody, you know, and maybe you can. There's no doubt about that. I mean, we all have pretty, you know, good generalizable skill sets, but it's hard to be the best at everything. And understanding like your niche and who you want to become the category king or queen of is important. So when I moved to Atlanta, unknowingly, I just decided, you know, hey, I work with CrossFitters a lot. I've worked with competitive CrossFitters on a competition team that ended up going to the games. I have a lot of experience with, with the sport of CrossFit. I think that CrossFitters get told to stop doing CrossFit a lot. And I think that I can be the subject matter expert in that area for the city of Atlanta. And, you know, I didn't really know of anybody else that was doing it. There was one other person that I knew that was doing something similar. But, you know, it wasn't like there was a huge scale or anything. So I decided, you know what, I want to be the go-to person for CrossFit in this city. And that is really what I started with. That's what I built my my business on, was becoming this sort of go-to person, or this category king of CrossFit. Now, what's interesting about that is once you become known for something, and let's say you become this kind of idea of a category king, then you can laterally kind of move to other things, and it's much easier. So, for instance, like, okay, yes, I work with a lot of CrossFitters, but now I have powerlifters that come to me because they know that I work with a lot of strength athletes. So it's a natural lateral transfer, or weightlifters, right? Or really any sort of like endurance-based athlete as well. You know, runners, triathletes. These are just people that are trying to do more physically. Now, I may not be the category king for runners, but we have inherent credibility with the running community because we are the category kings of a specific area, right? So the thing with becoming a category king that's important is because it's very difficult once you've done that for somebody to then take that away. Like, I would have to do something really stupid within the niche of CrossFit in Atlanta for me to be knocked off of out of a position of being considered one of the go-to people in the city. And really, it's our practice at this one. And this is the other thing that's important. You don't necessarily want to just look at yourself as, hey, I want to become the category king of this thing, and just me, only me. This is one of the reasons why we named Athlete's Potential Athlete's Potential. It's very vague. It's generalizable to other people. We also didn't know if we wanted to start a gym at the time. So I thought, hey, this would give me some leeway. I could potentially, this sort of sounds like a gym. So now it's the brand is the category king. And in the city of Atlanta, I can't think of a single other practice that would be more well known for working with the CrossFit community than ours. Now, there's plenty of other people that are trying to break into that market that are, you know, maybe they're doing that in you know, small areas within Atlanta and having success with that, which is awesome. But we have people that drive from all over the city and from well outside the city that are specifically CrossFitters to work with us because of the work that we put in on the front end 4 to 5 years ago, and all of the workshops that we've taught, all the content that we put out, all the inherent credibility we have with this community that we've established to become a go-to or a category king in this very specific area for this very specific thing. And that has helped us leverage into other areas within athletic populations. So when you're getting started, think about, you know, what is it that you want to try to become the category king of? And it needs to be really specific, right? It might be tennis players. You know, you might say, man, I love working with tennis players. I crush it with tennis players. Sure, I'm good with runners, but man, tennis players is where I get the best results. I like the sport. I used to play the sport, or continue, I still play the sport, whatever it is. And you decide, that's what I'm going to focus on. That's my niche. It's specific. I'm going to become the category king of this thing. And then from there, I can branch off into other rotational sports. Easy golf, right? That would be very easy lateral transition from there. It would be, you know, youth athletes that are doing rotational sports. All of that would be easy lateral transfer. But when you become the category king of that one thing, you're going to get a lot of word of mouth referrals specifically to see you for that one thing for a very, very long time. And it's very difficult to screw it up. Once, you know, you've continued to grow, you're still going to have that inherent bias where people know of you for this thing that you have become the category king of. So think of this, what is it that you can become the category king of? Focus on that and try to work on becoming the subject matter expert go-to person in your area for that one category, and your business will thrive for it. Hey, real quick before we go, I just want to say thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I'm overwhelmed with how many positive reviews we've had on iTunes so far, and we have over 100 reviews currently, and just in the last 9 months of starting this practice. The other area I'm really proud of is our PT Entrepreneurs Facebook group. If you want to get involved in the conversation and not just listen to me talk to you and our guests about what's working in our businesses currently, head over to Facebook and join the PT Entrepreneurs Facebook group. It's really simple. We'd love to have you in the community, and there's so much you can learn from everybody that's in there. I can't wait to see you there. Thanks so much for listening.